This is Morning Edition on AM 580, and it's time now for our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, December wheat opened at 5:05, down 3.5 on the open. March, 5:19, down 5. At the Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 4:72, down 5 on the open. March, 4:90, down 8.75. May, 4:91, down 9.5. July, 4:64, down 3. September, 4:63, down 4.5 on the open. December corn opened at 3:42, down a half on the open. March, 3:57.5, down 1. May, 3:62.5, down a quarter. July, 3:67.5, unchanged. September, 3:50, down 2. December, 3:40, down 1.5. March, 3:43.5, down 1 on the open. December oats opened at 2:61.5, down 3 on the open. March, 2:72.5, down 2. November soybeans opened at 6:48, up 1.5 on the open. January, 6:59.5, up 2. March, 6:71.5, up 2.25. May, 6:79.5, up 1.75. July, 6:87.5, up a half on the open. December soybean meal opened at 191.90, up 10 on the open. January, 193.20, up 10. December soybean oil opened at 27.93, down 6 on the open. January, 28.33, down 3. At the Merck November feeder cattle, opened at 97.85, up 5 on the open. January, 95.45, unchanged. March, 94.40, up 12.5 on the open. December live cattle opened at 85.85, up 10 on the open. February, 88.65, down 20. April, 89.75, down 17.5. June, 86.15, down 2.5 on the open. December lean hogs opened at 61, down 22.5 on the open. February, 64.65, down 35. April, 66.60, down 50. May, 69.80, down 62.5 on the open. And February pork bellies opened at 88.60, down 25 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible in part by a grant from Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. For information, call 866-837-9027.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Why, good morning, Dave.
Why do soybeans have the leadership role today?
Well, I think, you know, a couple of things going on. November beans go off the board today, so we've got people screen a little bit there to get out of their positions so they don't in the delivery process. Number two, I think that we had the NOPA crush today. We did crush 154 million, just about 155 million bushels of beans in October. That's up from 137.3 in September. We were watching it close to see how things are going that way. We look at the crude oil for how things are going along the way. Crude's up 23 this morning. And also, the oil stocks did not grow with the increased crush from last month. So along those ways and wanting to keep those bean acres getting planted in Brazil.
The January contract took out last week's low yesterday. It's broken the uptrend line from the October rally. Do we see a potential another leg down if it doesn't hold yesterday's lows?
You know, we are in a very precarious spot, both the corn and the beans here, with what all we've run up and the speed that we've run up here. Dave, it's going to be very precarious as to whether we break out on some of these things. You know, our thought is we probably aren't going to break out on the downside right now because we're wanting to keep things strong, to keep those Brazilian farmers planting beans now to keep our bean acres up for the world production. So, looking at the charts and the momentum indicators, we are a little bit tired in here.
And certainly outside markets aren't providing much assistance these days.
No, I mean the crude oil just hanging around the $58 to $59 mark, just staying right. You know, can't seem to punch much above 60. Can't seem to punch much low 58. The gold down $4 here this morning. You know, silver down 88.5 cents. We haven't found a lot of good news out there. But at this point in time, we don't generally look for a lot of big news to be happening. It's harvest wrapping up, indoors getting locked up, and you know, we don't look for a big sell-off or anything now because it shouldn't have a lot of pressure that way on the market.
Are December options coming off the board today for corn?
December options for corn? No, they it's the November bean options, or November beans are the last trading day today. Mm. The options will be next Friday.
Oh, next Friday? Oh, the holiday doesn't move it up?
No.
All right, let's look at the corn now. December at 344 and a half up to, take it out to next July, 367 is down a half. Are we just consolidating completely in here? You said, you mentioned some precarious positions.
Well, I think that you know, we have run up an awful lot here. The funds are tremendously long. There's a lot of people waiting, seeing what the funds will do and if they will defend their positions. They have many, many times. If we will have end users, a lot of them scrambled and covered themselves before the report to a certain point. At what point do they feel that this is value? You know, it's going to be very interesting to watch and see, but we don't feel that a big sell-off is in the midst right now.
Do you think that that gap down to 334 could be filled in the short term?
Oh, we could. There's no doubt about that. That wouldn't take us out of our uptrend by any means. I mean, we're still, you know, way above $3 is not a bad, you know, like I say, from what we've done and where we've moved from, that still keeps us in a positive attitude.
As much as we've been talking about the corn and the soybeans feeling maybe a little heavy, they don't feel as heavy to me as the wheat does these
days. Wheat feels real heavy, Dave. We haven't been exporting much wheat, but, you know, the fact is we don't have much wheat to export. And we are seeing some good plantings, you know, around the wheat ratings hanging in there. And different countries, you know, part of Russia and like that, saying that they will export some wheat here. So, you know, basically along the way, the Australian wheat crop was terrible. It has cut the world stocks down and got them tight. But the price level has been doing a very good job of rationing.
December wheat at 473.5 now. It has pretty much reached the 50% retracement level off the move from 15 September to 17 October. How much more downside risk do you think wheat has in the next 30 days?
Well, now we're not thinking it's going to collapse. It could drop 10 to 15 cents. But all in all, we have to remember that the world stocks are very tight. We have done a fairly good job of rationing. We don't have to go a lot higher, but we don't have to go a lot lower either, Dave. So, you know, we feel that there'll be a slight move down, but, you know, we're probably going to stabilize fairly well.
What prices are you looking at for potential re-ownership in corn?
Well, I think that depends, you know, on the individual, but I think basically we have to move past the December here and look, you know, somewhere down around the 350 mark in the March corn, why we don't feel bad about re-owning some corn.
Around 350 March corn. All right there. Thank you much, Wayne. Have a grand day.
Bye.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Let's look at the current tick. In Kansas City, December wheat now 505 and a quarter, down 3.25. At the Board of Trade, December wheat 472.5, down 4.5. March 493, down 5.75. December corn 344.75, now 345, up 2.5. March 360.25, up 1.75. May 364.75, up 2. July 367.5, unchanged. November soybeans, 650 up 3.5. January, 650 up 3.5. Excuse me, January, 661.5 up 4. March, 674 up 4.75. November, 701 up 4.75. December soybean meal, 193.30, up 150. December soybean oil, 28.01, up 2. At the Merck, December feeders, 85.90, up 15. December live cattle at 85.90, up feeders, rather, at 97.45, down 35. The live cattle at December, 85.95, up 20 now. December lean hogs, 60.80, down 42.5. Outside markets, December crude oil, 59.08, up 50. The gold contract, December, at 6.27.30 is up 150. The silver contract, December, 12.93 is up a nickel. And the S&P 500, 13.80 is down almost 3.5 points. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.